the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the United Nations headquarters in New York City, making a double day out of it. Yesterday, the Talkers Convention in New York. You can follow that for the first time at talkers.com. They have both radio and television of the whole event.
We have the gossip for Rich about this, don't we?
Yeah, we do have some gossip.
Oh, cool.
We have all kinds of gossip from and for and with Rich McFadden. The Good Day family, the Doug Steffens family is all assembled for the first time in a long time. Jennifer Horn, back from Alaska. Roberta Fasanelli is perched in Rhode Island. Richie's in the studio in Washington. Ken is out in San Diego, and I'm in New York today at the UN. Later on in the hour, by the way, we're going to meet Roland Rich, who is with the United Nations Democracy Fund. They are trying to find money to help in elections and that sort of thing around the world. But I want to talk a little also about equality and empowerment of women around the world, with a focus on what's being done here at the United Nations, because I'm not sure we're talking about that as much as we might. But first, actually, I would like, Richie is now aware, I'm not trying to put him on the spot, but it's not a secret that he was in the hospital for about 9 days.
6 days.
I thought it was nine.
It was Sunday through Friday.
Sunday, beautiful.
Sunday.
Did you get the bill for that yet, by the way?
No.
Oh,
no.
Just wait.
Yeah.
So anyway, Richie's problem started, it was on a Sunday, as I recall, and you had a pain and a swelling in your neck. So
no pain, just swelling.
Yeah.
So after a little bit of checking that out for a day or so, and just being tired the last 2 to 3 weeks, I was like, something's not right here. And I didn't want to wait till the end of the holiday weekend to go to the doctor and then get referred and then go to here and then not have any kind of answers till Wednesday. So I just went to the ER. And it turns out it was a good thing because my jugular was wholly blocked on the left side.
Holy blocked.
So they said, yeah, you're staying. And they put me on the blood thinners. And then they started running CT scans, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, yesterday I got the results back from the oncologist that I have Hodgkin's disease, which is a cancer of the lymph nodes right in your chest. Very treatable, curable. Just takes a couple of months worth of chemo and all kinds of fun stuff. So I get to start that next week.
All right, now, what will it do to your schedule? What will it do to your physical
I'm
going to
be
being?
Very undependable for the next couple of months.
So like Roberta, in other words.
Pretty much, yeah. I will be in as I can. I'm going to make an effort to get as much sleep as I can. So yeah, being here in the early hours, you can probably kiss that goodbye for a while. And he says, once you take the chemo comes in 15-day, like one session is divided into 15 days. So you go in one day for a couple of hours, and then 15 days later, you get the second session of that. The second part of that. Then you take a week off, and then you do it all over again. Day one, day 15. A week off, day one, day 15. After I do three sessions, he says, you will not have cancer. But then we keep giving you the chemo just to kill it dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it will likely take the better part of the summer.
Pill or shot form?
It's going to be, they're going to put a tube in my chest next week.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a direct shot right into it.
Yeah.
So he says, after three sessions, you won't have any cancer. We'll put you in a PET scan just to make sure. If there is, then we know how to treat it on session 4 and 5. But you will do 6 to 8 sessions. He says, after that, you're cured. He said, get ready. You will lose hair.
Really?
It's okay, but you know what? Bald men are hot, Rich.
That's the end thing.
It is the end thing.
It's not as dramatic for us for women.
Yeah, so he says it'll grow back and no problem. And it's not. That's not even a given because I'm talking to a bunch of people.
All right, so let's cut through the bravado. You have 2 children. You have a wife. You can be tough. And I know you well enough. When I looked at the email when you sent me the information, excuse me, last night, because you're a friend and partner, and the two of us. Mike Paradiso was here in New York yesterday. He's the boss, and Richie's very close friend, and my friend, and we're all friends. So we were talking about this in a rather forthright way, because that's the way you deal with this. Not everybody can do that. Richie can. and you need to, not only for yourself, it's your mental well-being will predicate your physical well-being.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And whatever your attitude toward this, it's like anything else in life, whatever your intention is, whatever is in your mind on this is going to be how it comes out. Whatever your intention is as you start each day, whatever your intention is, you start each one of those treatments, whatever your intention is before a year from now, or however you want to mark the time, that's how this is going to come out. I have every faith in you that you are someone who will do this the way that it needs to be done. But I also think, in addition to all this stuff, because we have two sides of our coin, one of them may deal with the tradition. You know, a lot of people think, and I don't say this to, you know, throw cold water on it. The people who, and as a matter of fact, I was talking to a doctor yesterday at the Talkers thing about chemotherapy and how, and Glenn Beck said something like this when he was talking to us yesterday as well, about chemotherapy. In 100 years, people will say, you did what to people who had this disease? But that's what we know now. And so you take what you know now and combine the best of what you can find.
Exactly.
Murray would tell you the same thing.
Right.
Anybody would tell you the same thing.
When a guy looks you in the eye and he says, I can cure this in about a month and a half.
You do it.
You do it.
Right. Absolutely.
But the other side of it is, you don't just leave it to him.
No.
You take the responsibility on yourself of changing your diet.
Yep.
Because there are things that you can do. As a matter of fact,
you know what's funny is that everybody and their brother is like, start taking this.
Yeah,
start drinking
they have
that.
Advice for you.
And that's great. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool because you soak it all in and then you're just like, okay, cool.
But then there
you
are
know.
Those people who really know what they're talking about. Like, I sent you an email this
like
morning.
Doug.
To get a hold. Yeah, like me. I'm going to be a smart ass.
No, but I know. You do know what you're talking about.
I do know what
I'm
talking
about. One thing
that
you sent me to when I was dealing with some allergy issues was acupuncture, and I know that she treats a lot of chemo patients because that provides them some comfort.
I wish you
were
in California because she's as good as there is. But we got to find you an acupuncturist there. And there's also a doctor that I sent you an email on this morning who's here in New York who deals with these things specifically. Every day it's his specialty, and it is treated. You need not only to have that direct treatment, but also the indirect treatment of what you eat, the nutritional stuff, it's a part of what you do. And all of us are going to say the same thing to you. We're going to be supportive, but you got to kind of do what we tell you to do.
Oh, so you have to do what Doug says, Rich.
No, but I mean, but he knows that well enough. And we'll talk about it not only
on
the
air,
but off
the air.
What
I want to do, and what
You'll
I
do
want
what you
to
want
do,
to do
is a conglomerate of all of the things
you
that
got
I
it.
Hear.
Right. Western.
Here's the way it works.
I'll take some of what you say. You know, oh, that's a good idea.
Richie has changed a lot since he's been around me.
No doubt.
Hopefully for the better. But this is one of the things that I very strongly believe in. If I were confronted with the same thing, I'd probably do the same thing that you're doing, even though I wouldn't want. I saw what chemotherapy did to my former wife, and it wasn't a pretty picture, but it, in part, it gave her more life than she would have had if she hadn't had it done by a long shot. The other side of it is that she didn't do some of the things because she never thought I knew what I was talking about, and that came from lots of different experiences in this life and past lives. But the things that, and my daughter, who's now coming around, would have wished that she would have done different things in terms of what she ate.
You know,
but she didn't want to because she didn't want to change her life.
You know,
she
hit me right in the face.
Did, drink wine, do whatever. Yeah, what hit you in the face?
Steve Jobs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Steve Jobs is like, I wish I would have done the conventional earlier.
Yeah.
But
yep.
he tried to do the non-conventional and take care of it.
Both.
Now, granted, he had a way more serious form of cancer than this.
Yep.
This is like the kindergarten cancer compared to he had liver cancer.
But
so,
wait, all right, I want to
my
get,
dad had that.
But I want you to describe in a very frank way when he said to when did you first think or know that you had cancer? When you hear that word
last
and
week.
Associate it with your body, with your
being. You know,
being.
when you first go into the to the ER. And you think in a lump, swollen throat, you start thinking that's a possibility.
Yeah.
And then they tell you, oh, you got Lemire's disease. It's just an infection of the jugular. You'll be on antibiotics for a couple of months, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then they do the CT scan, and they see a lump.
Yeah.
And that's when you know. Right there. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to take and get your head around it.
Yeah.
And just say, all right, what is this, and what are I going to do with it? And the hardest part is waiting for the answers.
No, it's horrible.
And
so
it took
so damn
you know,
long
once,
with you.
Well, because they had to send the samples over to the Mayo Clinic. And once you do that, you know, you're a week.
Yeah.
So once you know, you're like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to punch this thing in the teeth.
Right.
But the not knowing is the hardest part.
I
so
think
now
you said
I know,
to me you were going to punch it in the teeth.
The teethers. Yeah.
But now you know, you're just like, okay. And, yeah, you know, when the guy says, I mean, this guy's like a 6-foot Indian guy in a $2,000 suit. Very confident.
He eats the stuff for
and
breakfast,
he looks at
right?
me in the eye and he goes, yeah, I can kick this thing's ass.
All right. Okay.
So that's the kind of guy you want on your side. Somebody with that
same
you're
my guy.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to help you kick that thing in the ass.
Yep. So I'm sorry, everybody. Right. Minivan. So.
But minivan, or kick in the butt.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I'm not sure who has the largest feet here. Roberta, I think you have
a
pretty big
feet. I have a size 10.
Ah, perfect.
I'm a size 10, too.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll take our steel toes, Roberta.
Yes. Kenny, what size 12. Shoe do you wear?
10.5.
Ten.
I'm a 12.
Even better. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take care of Richie.
Kick myself in the butt.
Yeah. Well, I've wanted to kick in the butt for a long time, but for different reasons.
You can't reach my butt.
He can stand on a step stool.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Richie's story anyway. And it's a story that will help a lot of people. Again, that's why
hey,
we're
hey, man, when challenges
stories.
Come, just hit them head on.
Yeah.
Just go
and
after.
Don't wait. Get checked.
Yeah, absolutely.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
This report is brought to you by Dollar General. As part of its Everyday Heroes program in June, Dollar General, in partnership with Procter & Gamble, is saluting soldiers like Sparky Edwards, who return home from military service to make a difference in their communities. Once an at-risk teenager, Edwards earned his GED and then entered the military with the help of a youth academy. Today, he's a devoted husband and proud father of two. He's also earning his PhD, and he's using his experience as a decorated war veteran and successful business owner to motivate at-risk teens.
I enlisted in the military because I wanted to be a part of something greater than myself and serve my country. Mentoring at-risk teens allows me to carry on that tradition and also help them by realizing their full potential.
Dollar General offers excellent career opportunities to active duty members, veterans, and their families. It's among the nation's largest retailers of top-quality brands like Tide, Gain, and Downy. To learn more, visit www.dollargeneral.com/EDH service. I'm Dan Merrill.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not rattling.
Holland Dozier Holland.
Very good. Yeah, Holland Dozier Holland, in honor of our friend Holland Cook, who is one of the great classic rock jocks, oldies jocks of the Washington area when he used to work here at WBIG 100.3. I used to love to listen to Holland on the thing. So.
And there is no town like Motown.
That's a moldy, oldie, goody goldies, my rusty rackle, wrinkle record.
So whenever we have Holland on, I have to bring him in with an oldie so that I can remember the good old days.
I may not leave now.
Not really. You may not have a choice. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Roland Rich, who is the executive head of the United Nations Democracy Fund, raising money to try to get elections in many of these countries around the world that don't have them. We are spoiled here. We have elections, even though we don't like the results. We don't like the candidates. We have them.
Now, when you say here, you really mean there, because once you've entered this building,
We're not in the United States.
You
anymore.
Have left the United States soil.
Right. I had to, and you know, getting in here is as hard as getting on a plane. You have to go through all of the usual rigmarole. If you were going to LaGuardia to get on a plane, you'd do the same thing again in the United Nations.
And the uniformed security people here are not New York area rent-a-cops.
They're not speaking
international.
Oh, yeah. Not speak English particularly well.
It's very 1950s.
Yes. All right. So Holland Cook is a broadcaster and also a consultant. We've used his services collectively and individually many times over the years. And because he and I are friends, we have spent some time together down on the island. He has a little house on Block Island that is much in demand. Last night, Richie, we had dinner. Some of the people that had participated yesterday was the semi-annual talkers convention here in New York. So a lot of us get together. So I'm sitting between Holland and Bohannon.
It's like beautiful.
Being, a bad sandwich.
Doug was getting talk radio and stereo.
Yeah.
But this whole, it's dessert for a rich meal we had all day. Imagine 500 talk radio people in one room. They had to keep turning down the air conditioning.
So, they did have to do that. One of the most interesting, there were two, three, maybe four highlights yesterday, including Richie's video of the Good Day program.
Which I got to get a copy of. Yeah. I'm putting it on my website.
I'll send you a copy.
Great video.
I think it's set for wide release in July, right?
Then,
in IMAX.
Glenn Beck got the Freedom of Speech Award, the Gene Burns Freedom of Speech Award, and he was very good.
Glenn Beck is out shopping for financing to buy cable channels, et cetera.
Right, yeah.
So it was very smart of him to leave the crazy at home. This was the penitent Glenn Beck. But he came with great show and tell, holding up a copy of the Koran.
And the napkin Hitler had. The napkin that Hitler was wearing.
Allegedly.
Good story.
Must have bought it at auction. But he showed you the bloodstains. He showed you the shrapnel holes. And allegedly, this was the napkin the Fuhrer was wearing as the bomb went off during lunch that fateful day.
Right. Now, The other thing that happened yesterday was there was a sort of a cat fight between two Philadelphia hosts. Dom Giordano.
What a shock.
Who is on WPHT, and Michael Smirkanish, who used to be there but went to Sirius.
Right.
Apparently, they haven't liked each other for a long time. And it was great theater, and we all thought it was sort of just put up, but it wasn't.
It was an energized moment, and nobody gets killed in radio wars. But there are
people that are hurt, though.
But there are radio wars that go on in markets like Philadelphia. Fargo, North Dakota, for instance, sounds like a small town, but it's a vibrant, vital radio market.
Scotty,
and these people lie in bed at night plotting against each other. Because radio, it's good sport. It's competition, but it's blood sport.
Yeah.
And Dom Giordano was supposed to introduce Michael Smirkanish, who was going to introduce Glenn Beck. This was a day of introductions.
Introductions, yeah.
And
I introduced somebody.
And he went up there and attacked him, wouldn't say his name, and then Smirkanish got up and leveled him with a quip.
With one, sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that Giordano was saying were not intellectually stimulating.
Bitter grudge match. Stupid.
Wow.
Intramural adolescent stuff.
Yeah, it was stupid.
And it came off looking that way.
Awful. Smirkanish got up and Riley said, thank you for your kind words, Dom.
Right.
Paused for audience applause and then said, and for validating everything I've said, meaning about how talk radio has gotten unnecessarily angry, et cetera, et cetera. He kind of made the point.
He did make the point. But that was part of the reflection. These things that when we get together a couple of times a year as the collective, the people who are on the air, the people who work and service us and work with us and for us and around us, we really sort of, sometimes we pick at scabs and wounds. And that was one of the things, because Smirkanish has left commercial radio to go to Sirius because he has said that the intellectual level of the people who are on the air oftentimes, and he's pointing more to the right side than he is to the left side.
It's turned into mud wrestling. And this show, Good Day, might be the friendliest, happiest show on talk radio, but there's a lot of collateral damage after this Rush Limbaugh thing a year and a half ago.
Yeah, right.
And as you can imagine, at a talk radio convention, this is the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And at times, I was reminded...
Well, we at least did deal with it, which I was thinking that they were going to all try to cover it up.
But there's a lot of denial. You remember in the 70s and 80s, those classic TV commercials for light beer, where they'd have Billy Martin and Rodney Dangerfield and all the sports stars.
Oh, yeah, the Miller Lite stuff.
The commercial would always degenerate into this shouting match about, tastes great, less filling, tastes great. And at times yesterday, it was like that. It's over. No, it's not. It's over. No, it's not.
Yeah, right. Well, there were people that were people that are selling the Rush Limbaugh commercials and trying to put a pretty face on it. They just changed the way that they sell the stuff. But a lot of us have been hurt.
It's a painful step forward. The problem's going to cure itself, but talk radio has taken a hit because of Limbaugh's gaffe.
And that's mostly because, editorial aside, thank you, Holland.
Well done.
I just know that.
Well done.
I just edited. Thank
well
you.
Well done. Good.
It's funny.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's a good day program from New Haven, Connecticut. Right? What stage are you guys on in New Haven?
ELI,
that's a good radio station.
Yeah, he sounds surprised.
No, it is a good radio station.
Good.
He's destined for big things, really.
I'm in a room full of radio talk show hosts. Right. I'm reminded of the theme from Midnight Cowboy. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
That's perfectly fine. Holland Cook is here, who's a participant in the talk radio world, been in the radio business. Last night, Richie, you're going to love this. We went around the dinner table to figure out how many years collectively there were of people. We started with Hannon, who's number one on the list. I'm number two.
Boy, Mike, did you guys get over the 1,000-year mark?
We got to 500 and something. I know that.
But enough about your years. How many did Jim Bohannon add?
And we decided we're going to do it till we get it right.
Yeah. I can just see this. I've been in the business for 62 years.
You know,
give me another Rob
Roy.
Well, you know, he was making a big thing out of who was older, him or me.
Yeah.
And he has me by 4 years.
Ooh.
And but he doesn't like it that I'm number two on the seniority list, because he's been, you know, he figures he's been associated with the old Larry King thing for a while.
Yeah. Jim Bohannon received the Lifetime Achievement Award yesterday.
Well deserved. Wonderful human being.
And it's always special when you get that, not posthumously. You know,
absolutely.
During your lifetime.
Well, you can still enjoy it.
Better do that. Now, you've substituted for Bohannon.
I have. You remember the old gag about those who can't do, teach?
Yes.
And as Woody Allen said in Annie Hall, those who can't teach, teach Jim. And I had been coaching talk radio talent, including the Dougster, for a good...
I was up to double digits at one point, listening to what you had to say.
I had been doing this for about 15 years before I myself actually did a talk show. I mean, I've guested a lot like this, but I never sat in the big chair. And in 2009, on a dare, I did the Jim Bohannon show.
You haven't done one before.
And it really is...
But you did a lot of music radio, so you didn't know.
No, I was on the air 10,000 hours as a disc jockey in the 70s and 80s, but to actually slide into the big chair...
The 70s, 80s, and today.
And we're on hundreds of stations, and the first callers from Alaska. And I am proud to be Robin to Jim's Batman, but let me tell you, he and you, Dougster, make this look and sound easier than it is.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a fluency, a comfort, a gentle manner. You know, it's what we were talking about last segment. This is a departure from the scolding and the angry that has
like
become
that,
the talk radio caricature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And frankly, I think that this is what we're going to be hearing more of, because the other stuff has degenerated into a caricature, and the advertisers don't want to be associated with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are intrigued. I've predicted that in 2014 there are going to be an awful lot more local radio jobs because stations realize you can make more money with it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that came out yesterday during the Talkers Convention, the essence of all of this paraphernalia that's around us. You've got an iPhone, people listening on iPhones, how they are complementary but not primary,
right,
for the users. And this is not just to give ourselves breathing room so we think the radio is going to survive, but these tools are used as an enhancement,
sure,
for people who are wanting, you know, you want to listen to this program when we're done with it. You haven't heard, you heard an hour, you want another hour.
Well, at this moment, people are listening to us on clock radios and car radios.
Right.
At another moment, people who couldn't happen to be here at this time can still listen.
Yeah, they're listening to this stuff, to the iPad, the iPhone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every media experience people will have throughout their busy day is controlled by the user. Everything looks like an ATM machine now. The user has taken control, and they expect to interact with it. So a lot of the people who are hearing us right now aren't hearing us right now.
Right.
They're
now
hearing
right
us later.
All right. Now, before you have to go, by the way, Holland is responsible for a website, survivalspeech.com. Survivalspeech.com. Beside doing Bohannon's program, you've substituted for Big Ed on MSNBC.
I have, yeah.
That had to have been an underwear-changing experience.
Well, you never want to wipe off the makeup afterwards. You know, you sit in that chair in the makeup room at 30 Rock, and you realize two things. This is the chair Bob Hope sat in, and they haven't reupholstered it since.
Right.
They make you look like you think you look at your high school reunion. Uh-huh. You never want to wipe it off. And again, when the conversation gets rolling, you kind of get less nervous. You forget that you're surrounded by equipment and crew and all
that. Lights. Yeah.
It's what we're doing right now. Dick Cavett was a young writer, and Jack Parr took him under his wing and said, make it a conversation, kid.
Yeah.
And we've been thinking about that ever since.
Yeah, that's what it
it's
is,
a conversation.
Conversation. It really is a conversation. The essence of that seat, now that you mentioned it, I sat in it when I did the that CNBC stuff when they first got started. And remember you don't remember, yeah, you should remember this. The first guy I put on the air was Ed McMahon. That's how I met Ed and became friends with him.
Yeah.
And he and I sat in the chair together and put the makeup on. He sat in that chair 150 million times when he was in the NBC series.
Sweet guy. Don't we miss him?
Huh? Yeah, I miss him. Well, he was another one. I mean, that was television, like the radio we're talking about. Everything's a wrestling match, but those guys didn't need to wrestle. They relied on what they had, which was, hello, talent.
And a smile, not a scowl.
Yeah, right. Make it a good day.
Yeah.
All right, Holland, you're my friend. I appreciate your being here.
Well, it's great to be here at the UN. I feel like I've been transported back into the 50s.
Yeah, well, that's what the building makes you feel.
It's hard to get in. I hope they let me out.
I'm sure they'd be happy.
Now, is Nicole Kidman here anywhere?
I haven't seen her yet. No. We'll look for it. Survivalspeech.com is Holland's website. Mr. Roland Rich, who is the executive head of the United Nations Democracy Fund, joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday Sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This report is brought to you by Dollar General. As part of its Everyday Heroes program in June, Dollar General, in partnership with Procter & Gamble, is saluting soldiers like Sparky Edwards, who return home from military service to make a difference in their communities. Once an at-risk teenager, Edwards earned his GED and then entered the military with the help of a youth academy. Today, he's a devoted husband and proud father of two. He's also earning his PhD, and he's using his experience as a decorated war veteran and successful business owner to motivate at-risk teens.
I enlisted in the military because I wanted to be a part of something greater than myself and serve my country. Mentoring at-risk teens allows me to carry on that tradition and also help them by realizing their full potential.
Dollar General offers excellent career opportunities to active duty members, veterans, and their families. It's among the nation's largest retailers of top quality brands like Tide, Gain, and Downy. To learn more, visit www.dollargeneral.com/EDHservice. I'm Dan Merrill.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
17 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the United Nations. It's Talk Radio Day at the UN. A lot of talk radio people are in this room at the moment. You can hear them buzzing in the background from stations all around the country. I think I'm only the only, looking around, I'm the only syndicated national guy who's here. Well, actually, there are only four syndicated morning programs, Richie, anyway. And I don't think any of them get around. I don't mean this to sound self-serving, but I don't think any of them get around like I do to various things. Does that sound self-serving?
No, but it's true.
Yeah,
not without a walker, usually.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Roland Rich is the executive head of the United Nations Democracy Fund. He's been doing this as a diplomat and a scholar for a number of years. He's been at this post for 6 years. He's an Australian by birth, but has become, Roberta, a transplanted New Yorker. I don't know what that says for his taste. How do you, I mean, where did you live when you were in Australia?
I'm a Sydney guy.
Sydney?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a big, another just another
it's
big
a
city.
Great town.
Yeah. I've heard that it was. I haven't been to Australia. That's one of the few places I haven't been.
You've got
to
get there.
I need to get there.
Yeah.
So what's your job? You, when we talk about democracy, what we think as Americans, we're told, for example, that we went to Iraq to bring them democracy. Instead, we made a mess of the place. But supposedly they have democracy now anyway. You've been to Afghanistan. What's the story with democracy there?
Yeah, no, it's not going well.
No.
You know, democracy has got lots of elements to it, and some of them I think people associate with elections and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Our little slice of the democracy issue is civil society. We fund projects that strengthen the voice of civil society so that they can express their
translate
views.
That. What does that mean?
That is, we give money to NGOs, to
non-governmental
organizations.
To teach how to run newspapers, radio.
Absolutely.
Communication in the countries, is that it?
In fact, in Afghanistan, we had a terrific project that created a 100-part soap opera that dealt with all sorts of issues like child brides and violence at home and Taliban issues, and it's a great way to reach people who are not
literate.
Is there
something like NPR in Afghanistan?
No, this went through private radio stations.
Really?
Yeah, we created the product, and the radio stations played. inflated.
See, I think we as Americans, and you guys, Jennifer, Richie, and Roberta, jump in as you will if you'd like, we kind of think of what you know goes on. And when we hear something like a soap opera, we think of what our brand of soap opera is. Around the world, the sort of entertainment that is created, developed, and accepted is much different, much simpler in a sense. Is it not? It's almost, we would...
Well, for people in Afghanistan, definitely. Yeah. You've got to reach them, and they live simple lives in villages, and you've got to deal with the issues that they deal with every day, and that's what this soap opera did.
Well, the issues in the last 10 years have been much different than they were before, or with it. And the Taliban's been around for, what, 40, 50 years?
Actually, the Taliban was created by Pakistani intelligence in the Soviet invasion period. So it's relatively young, but it's certainly around these days,
So what is, and that's, I mean, we went there supposedly to get Osama bin Laden, and then, of course, everything else fell apart. And so we've created this. Is there anything good? I have little good to say about us being in Afghanistan, going to Afghanistan, being, well, I just think it was, I mean, get, if we'd have done what we were set out to do, that would have been swell, but we didn't. So all these American lives and money have been lost. Is there something good that comes out of this?
Look, let's be optimistic and hope that something good will come out of it. I mean, Afghanistan has always been an ungovernable sort of a place, and the Brits found that out when they were there a couple of centuries
ago.
It's
a tribal country.
And one sort of summary for Afghanistan...
Isn't it really a country? It's a bunch of tribes.
Exactly. It's strong society, weak nation.
That's a very interesting way of putting it. And I like some of the Central African countries. Do you agree?
Absolutely. A lot of the Central African countries are still divided along tribal lines, but we can still do things. I'll give you an example. We're just starting a project in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The project will give the pygmy population identity cards, which they've lacked so far.
Probably there's a punchline to a joke, I'm guessing. That sounds like a Jay Leno line. The pygmy population has identity cards. Bump, bump, bump,
and,
bump.
And they will therefore be allowed to vote and also send their children to school and go to hospitals. You need an identity card for all those things.
So they haven't been able to do any of that.
They haven't been able to.
They're the illiterate part of the population.
They've been living traditional lives in the forest.
Would that be said for the Aborigines who are in Australia still, or is that taken care of?
Well,
that's not where you were. I mean, you're from there.
I'm
so
from
I
there, and it's a deep,
big
complicated problem.
Yeah.
And all I can say is the Aboriginal people in Australia are not happy.
But they're not thriving. They should have the same freedom that everybody else.
They do.
If you've got to have a democracy.
They do. That's not the problem. They're not thriving.
Problem?
They're not thriving because they cannot live their traditional lives. They're uprooted and they're not happy living urban life.
Is that because of the British takeover of Australia, the same as the Europeans made a mess out of Africa and of Asia?
Happened. It's very similar to all the cases of the indigenous people in settled countries.
And
so
America.
The American Indians, the Central American Indians, the Inuit people, the Aboriginal people. And what's more, we now have at the UN a permanent forum for indigenous people.
Really?
They get together here.
But they don't have representation of the Security Council.
Not in the General Assembly or the Security Council, but they meet at the UN in the permanent forum, and they talk about these issues, they talk to each other about it, and it's a way of actually getting to them, funding things for them, and so forth. They come. It's always a special time at the UN because they come in their costumes.
When you go to bed at night, do you think I did a good job today?
Let me put it the other way around. When I wake up in the morning, I look forward to coming to work.
That's a good way of turning it around. Okay, well, maybe you haven't accomplished at the end of the day what you set out to, but you have an optimistic way
Absolutely.
Of starting the day. And that's all about intention, by the way. It's all about today is I'm intending to do this, 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 and this. And it can apply here at the United Nations as well as any place else. Well, you're an interesting fellow, and it looks to me like you get some great stories. And because of what you've said to me, I guess I've been really negative about Afghanistan. And so you've helped that, and the people who sort of have been on my side of the street to listen to the program, maybe now they'll think, okay, at least something good comes out of it, because it just seems like a disaster. I look at it from our parochial point of view, but it's, you look at it from the point of view view of the Afghanistanis. Yeah. Good God. I don't think we can, in America, understand that either. I mean, we don't. We understand what we've lost. And it doesn't look like anything has been gained. So thank you for giving us that view.
You're always an optimist.
Yeah, good. Good for you. We need people like that. United Nations Democracy Fund, working in Afghanistan and Africa. Here on the Good Day program from the United Nations in New York. Doug Steffen at 51 after the hour.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the right version of this?
Absolutely.
Is it? What does it sound like? It sounds slow.
Is it actually from the Muppet movie, the Muppet version?
Yeah. No, doesn't it sound slow?
Sounds right.
No. Does it? Huh. Well, the rain in New York today is not purple, but there's plenty of it. It's white rain. Isn't there a shampoo that used to be named White Rain
shampoo? I think
shampoo?
There still is.
Yeah. Is it still around?
Yeah.
All right.
It's one of those 99 cents.
So. How in the world did we get from Prince to a shampoo?
Well, you know, you've got your purple rain, your white rain.
Yeah. Richie, you just got to pay attention. That's all.
Come on.
Yeah, you have to keep a scorecard.
Wow, that's a stretch.
Anyway, Purple Rain by Prince. What? So this is after 16 years of news to you that we're stretching? The movie was called Purple Rain, and Prince was the person responsible for music. Was he in this movie?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He wrote the movie.
Did he have his chaps on?
Yep.
Did he?
His leather chaps on.
Yeah.
He played
Prince.
Purple.
Okay. You want to know something to really knock you off your chair?
Yes.
Prince is 55 today.
Yeah. Wow.
Ouch.
There it is.
Yeah. I was, what year was this on? I was 20 or something like that when this movie came out.
Yeah, this is 25 years ago.
Yeah. And it changed my life.
Yeah, really?
It's one of those movies. It's like The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Where you just like, it's one of those movies from your growing up years that it just is there.
My life-changing movie was Mannequin.
Mannequin. Can I interject? Amazing. I'm the same age as Rich, but didn't have the same effect on my life.
I just appreciated the music so much. I mean, Morris Time. Yeah. God, love Morris Time, man.
The movie that changed my life was Snow White. And we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's right. A lot.
Yeah. Let's get to the contest. Chuck will be here with the predictions on what he thinks is going to do well at the box office this weekend. We have a new movie's out, and Chuck will talk about that after we get to our contest, which, let's see here. This is a movie... I'm not sure actually when this was out, because I don't have a day. Kenny, when was this movie released? Do you remember?
6-7 years ago, I think.
Okay, yeah. I didn't like the idea of this movie when I saw the trailers, but after I actually saw a bit of it, I was quite taken by it, frankly. One of the stars is Liam Neeson. He's 61 today. That's why we're focused on this. And when you get to it, you'll
understand. Were you taken by it?
Jeez. I get it.
No, Doug said it. I was just repeating. He said he was taken by it. That's all.
Yeah,
okay,
taken by
go
it.
Ahead.
Yeah, that's maybe harder than you think. That's the first audio. 888-302-3684. Next audio cut.
Climb on my back. We have far to go. I'm looking for time to get there.
I fell for that only once.
No. To cover your ears.
That gives it away.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, doesn't that give it away, Chuck?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially that line from the star. 888-302-3684. I'll give you one more of these audio clips from the movie, and you figure it out. You get a swell prize. Here's the last one.
When a willing victim who has committed no treachery is killed in a traitor's stead, the stone table will crack. Even death itself would turn backwards.
Chucker, I heard that these guys get paid $4 or $5 million for doing the voiceover for these movies. Is that right?
Probably. I mean, some of them may make it. If the first one hits and they do a sequel, they could probably get $10 million.
Really? And it's a couple days
Eddie
in the
Murphy, studio. I mean, the big story is that Eddie Murphy, Mike Myers, and Cameron Diaz made like $20 million a piece for the Shrek sequels.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And think about Tom Hanks and Tim Allen for what's it been, Jerry?
Yeah. All right. So if you know what that movie is anyway, try us at 888-302-3684. You get through fast. Before the lines all get busy, you likely will win the swell prize. Chucker has some overviewing information on the movies out this weekend. Just a moment on Good Day.
No, Chucker can go right now.
I can go now? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, Chucker, help yourself.
Two films open nationwide, Doug. The new comedy, The Internship with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. I got to admit, I like these two guys, but for some reason they feel so yesterday.
I don't like them at all. I never did. I didn't, especially... I don't like the two of them together. A couple of whining, what trash.
Also opening is The Purge, which is described as a Twilight Zone-esque horror thriller with Ethan Hawke. I'm going to see it this afternoon.
All right, what's the movie with Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine? What is that?
That's at...
Now You See Me.
Now You See Me?
Now You See Me.
What is that?
Last week, and it actually did pretty well. It's a heist thriller. Yeah. That actually stars Jesse Eisenberg and a few other actors, but they're co-stars, Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman.
Wasn't Eisenberg the one played
Social Network.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. Hi, Richie.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Hurry up.
This is The End, which opens on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, getting great reviews and terrific advance buzz.
All right, Rick, what's the name of that movie?
Is it Chronicles of Narnia?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You get the...
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.